It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line.
Take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me. If you need me, let it be known. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go,
the voices are the rhythm. Do you get that? Boom!
When the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Yes. All right, time for the Take a Chance Parlay, as we said. Now, Fleeleman has two Take a Chance Parlay hits. I have one, and Marco has one. That's right, the voices are the rhythm. Voices. Well, the voices are the instruments, but they're the rhythm. They would keep the song going. They're the bass line. They're the rhythm. They're the drums. Take a chance. Just respect it. That's all. You don't have to love it. All right. Here we go. let's Fliegelman start it because Fliegelman's up 2-1-1. Me and you each have one hit. Fliegelman has two. So, again, take a chance parlay, please.
All right. Well, my one underdog in my regular picks, I'm putting the Colts here because fading the Jets seems to work. Everything you said about the Bengals, I'm kind of in lockstep with. If we were doing a fifth pick, that would have been mine.
Yeah.
We're sleeping on how great Joe Burrow and that offense has been because of how bad the defense is.
Yeah.
But this isn't the Ravens they're facing. The Chargers offense is solid, but I don't know if it can take advantage of a weak Bengals defense the way some other teams have, like the Commanders were able to. And I think the Bengals are a desperate team. They need to stay in this playoff race. They also are on extended rest. So even though the game is in L.A., and you're probably getting more Bengals fans than Chargers fans anyway,
right,
I think the Bengals find a way to win that one. And then I worry, I would lean more towards you where the Chiefs, I do get the feeling they want to win this game, even though maybe the Bills want to win it slightly more because of all of the times they've been, you know, at the wrong end of the stick with the Chiefs. But the Chiefs do kind of seem like a team on a mission. Maybe, if anything, if it got away from them last week, it snapped back into focus when that kick was blocked and they won that game. And then how do you just not, I mean, it's Mahomes as an underdog. How do you have to include it. At some point, if you're betting any NFL action this Sunday, you have to involve the Chiefs getting 2.5 points. It's Mahomes as an underdog.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Is that where I'm going?
For some reason, I thought that was the only game you were talking about. The Colts.
I thought you were just
the other one. I missed the other. I thought another game was coming from Fleas. That's my fault.
Well, the Bengals.
Oh, the Bengals. Right.
I thought you were still singing ABBA.
In my head, I was. Cincy, Colts.
You responded
Chiefs.
To it on air.
No, you're right.
It's like a minute ago.
No, you're right. I completely lost it. Go ahead.
All right, look, I'm with you with the Bengals, so congratulations to the Chargers, who have now won on Sunday, obviously, because give me Cincinnati with all the things that you guys have talked about.
Right.
I'm a little disappointed in you. I'm going to say this for you, Mac. I'm very disappointed.
Okay.
I was waiting,
and
I was almost setting you up, even in the picks. How the hell the words Mike Tomlin as a home dog did not come out of your mouth? You danced around it, but you always, every time this, you danced. You had it. You're the Steelers, this is a Mike Tomlin game, the home dog. You never put it in line, and I'm disappointed in you. Because every time the Steelers are at home, automatically, if they're an underdog, Mike Tomlin is a home dog. Have to take it.
I did. I didn't put the words in the exact order.
You didn't hear it.
I
didn't get it.
But I did it.
That's not. I knew you were going to do it. I wanted to hear it.
And that's what Mike Tomlin's spot means.
That's what Mike Tomlin, it's a Mike Tomlin spot.
That's
home dog.
No. Those are the words. You put them in order every single time the Steelers are a home dog, and I didn't get it.
Right.
And I'm a little disappointed. And now congratulations to the Ravens, because I'm going to take the Steelers and might take a chance.
Okay.
The other one that I'm going to take, look, the Falcons, I feel like are going to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
I also think the fact that the Broncos put everything into that game against the Chiefs, and they're not that good. That's a lot of it, too. I do feel like the Broncos have a letdown. The Falcons have a game where you go, how the hell did you lose to the Saints and then turn around and go on the road and beat the Broncos? It's only a point and a half as well, which has got nothing to do with take a chance. But
right.
So give me the Steelers, the Bengals, and the Falcons, and a disappointed Belletti in McMonagle.
Yeah, I don't know why. I did exactly what you expected of me. I did exactly what you're talking about.
You're easy to read, and I wanted the words.
I'm not easy to read. No. I literally said I will always bet Mike Tomlin as a home dog. It's not easy to read.
No.
That's me projecting what I'm going
to
do.
Wanted to hear the words.
Okay.
You say it all the time.
Right.
You didn't deliver. I'm disappointed.
I said it's a Tomlin spot. All right, whatever. You're being silly now.
It's a little nitpicky because you did pick the game and you gave the exact same reasoning.
I mentioned the coach. I said it's not even about that. I said it's a number. It's spots that I always take. Kansas City is a dog and Steelers is a home dog. Those are two spots I always take.
Left me flat.
Okay. Listen, I can't always be be the guy I want to be. So I'm sorry for it. I apologize. I should have said it. Next time I'll make sure. Mike Tomlin
as a home dog.
Tomlin as a home dog. Okay.
Again, you say it all the time. You should know what it is.
Okay.
All right. You should know what it is.
All right. We'll go quickly through mine because I agree. I'm going to take Cincinnati. I'm going to take Kansas City. I'm going to throw Cleveland in there just because I think the Saints stink. And I kind of want to see Cleveland win. They got a boost from just having the coach fired, but I hate Carr. I hate that team. I don't know what it is. Mainly because of years of picking them, thinking that they were going to have this great year, including last year, and ultimately they just stink. They continue to stink. Give me the Browns plus 1.5 on the road at New Orleans. Thank you, Marco.
Disappointed.
I don't know what to tell you. I said it.
Just remember.
But why?
We're all
going to
die.
Disappoint you? Yes, that's true.
And we're going to be dust.
And listen,
remember
if I'm going to die, I'm going to be doing it, taking Mike Tomlin as a home dog. If that's how I got to go, that's how I got to go.
Disappointed.
Mike Tomlin is a home dog. Kansas City is a dog anywhere. That's it.
Disappointed. Can I give you a little quick story right before we leave? I know you're up against
no,
the clock here.
By all
real
means.
Quick, because I can't believe
you know,
I never
up,
actually.
I'm not up against.
I can't.
It's a 5 hour and 15 minute show. I'm
that's
not
true.
A,
you're
I'm
not up against anything.
I am not up against the clock.
No, you've been rambling for a while.
Yeah.
Look. And I can't believe that it took this long into knowing you that I haven't told this story because it just frankly skipped my mind until Fleek said something in my ear before.
Okay.
Would you believe that I actually saw Mamma Mia on Broadway?
No. In fact, I think you're lying to me right now.
I'm not. And here's the story. You know how I got roped into this one?
No.
At an old station that I was working at, small station, I was there for almost a decade.
You got some nerve.
Listen to me.
You got some.
Listen to me.
Nerve.
I walked down the steps. It was like a 1,000-watt. We were in like the... in the basement of a house, basically.
Right.
I walked down these like 4 steps, and one of the women that worked there, hey, come in for the office for a second. I'm like, why? What's up? She goes, have you ever taken anything, like tickets of anything? And I'm like, no, I've never asked for anything. We have tickets? Like, I didn't even think we even had stuff. And she was like, you've never taken anything all the years you've been working here? I'm like, no, I never asked. Why? And she was like, I got 2 tickets to a Broadway play that I think your wife would probably like. And I was like, okay. So I took it. Mama didn't register at all.
Right.
I had no idea what it was about.
Right.
Took the tickets, went home.
Yeah.
I said, hey, you want to go see this? I got these tickets at work. Go see it. And as soon as my wife saw it, she goes, oh, this is ABBA. And the second she said that, I went, oh, can I take it back? I don't want to go to this. And she's like, no, now we have to go.
Yeah.
So that's how I got roped in. And I
Shame
sat there.
On you.
And I had no idea what I was going to see.
And?
What do you mean, and?
And?
And it was awful.
Awful?
It was a Sunday in like November, and I went to go see Mamma Mia on Broadway.
What's the matter with that?
A Sunday in November?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Football were the Giants Sunday? Good that year?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I DVR'd all the games.
Was it,
it was in the middle of the day. It was,
oh, it was so
like,
it was the matinee.
It was probably a Sunday matinee? No, I want to say it was like a, whatever, 4 or 5 o'clock. It was like in that middle range.
So the 1 o'clock game.
I don't remember.
Well, then it couldn't have been that. You remember the play, you don't remember the football. What does that tell you? ABBA stuck with
you
more than the football.
I remember that I saw it.
Yeah.
And the fact that we've been working together how long? And, it's,
and doing this.
I couldn't remember.
I continually bash ABBA every time we play the
Fleek
song.
Fleek said, did you walk out of the movie?
And well, the I have to admit, the movie is pretty awful.
And the second he said that, I went, oh, man, I saw that stupid thing on Broadway.
Yeah.
And there you go. Only tickets I've ever gotten to anything for free at any of the stations I've worked in over 20 years. I never asked for anything.
You never asked for anything here? Nothing?
Nah.
You've never gotten anything?
No.
Jeez.
Probably should, right?
Yeah, I would think. Yeah. Why not? Ask for something. I don't know what we have. Ask the morning show for tickets to go see them live. Go see the morning show live. Apparently, OMG is going to be performed.
I heard that.
Yeah.
It's a Friday night. Marco works Friday
I'm working.
Well, take off. That's easy. They'll
that's
let you
easy.
Go to, yeah, they'll let you go to do that.
That's easy.
They'll let you go to do that.
You ever try? It's easy. You want to see somebody cover my shift on a Friday night?
You can do, you can do updates live from the live show. They'll probably let you do it. They'll be into it. Yeah.
No, I'm sure
be
they
a
would.
Part of the
I'm
show.
Sure they would be all over that. Yeah. I'm sure they would be thrilled.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, Gio hears these arguments. He knows that you live a sheltered life. He might want to encapsulate that in the program. I mean, he'll make you eat a steak or something while you do the update.
I like steak. I don't know. Where would this idea that I don't
It's not that you don't like steak. It's that you're totally,
I don't go out because I'm a loser. There's a difference. There's lines here. We kind of blurred some of the lines.
You go out to Broadway plays.
That was 20 years ago, almost.
Well, when's the last time you went to a steakhouse? Yeah. So you've been to Mamma Mia more recently than a steakhouse?
Possibly.
Yeah, possibly.
I don't. What's my son? The oldest is 10. I don't think I've been out of the house in 12 years.
You guys didn't go to dinner before or after the play?
Yeah. What'd you do at the play?
I don't know. Sure. Yeah. Maybe. I don't. What the hell? I don't know.
Oh my god.
I got to be honest. I don't know. I don't remember. I probably.
Have you ever been to, that's the only musical? Have you ever been to another musical?
No, I've been to a bunch of plays. Again, long time ago.
Like what?
I saw they did. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest with Gary Sinise. Excellent.
That's pretty
good.
That
was excellent.
That's a good one.
And now my brain is fried. I can't remember.
I saw Of Mice and Men with James Franco.
Oh, wow.
That was
I saw Blue Man Group. That was off-Broadway way back in the day. Got to be 25 years ago.
I hated Blue Man Group.
That was fun. It was like 30 years ago.
I didn't see it on Broadway. I saw it on a Norwegian cruise ship.
No,
thank you.
It was like the original. I saw the original off Broadway in New York, where it was like when it first came out and it became such a big deal. It's got to be mid 90s. It was very good. Yeah. It was very good.
It
gets old fast if you do it, it gets oversaturated. It's really not that.
Well, I mean, I've only seen it the one time. I was bored
with
it.
Yeah, but
in
you've
15
heard
minutes.
Of it.
Well, I mean, I've heard of it,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I had never. This was new at the time. It was new.
You didn't know they were new. Blue? They came out blue. You're like, what's this? I have no idea. I mean, I know the title said Blue Man Group. I just thought they were somber.
Were you waiting for them to talk the entire time?
Yeah. I just thought they were depressed.
I was actually surprised when they gave you like the tarp. I was like, whoa, we're close enough to be wearing the tarp? Like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, what is this, Gallagher?
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't expect that I was surprised by.
Remember Gallagher?
I do remember Gallagher.
Yeah. Smashing the watermelons?
I do.
I remember there was a special he had like the big oversized couch that was a trampoline and he was jumping on the couch. Do you remember that one?
No, I don't. Was that on HBO?
I don't remember. For some reason, I put it together in my mind with Benny Hill, which was Comedy Central during the day whenever I was homesick or just didn't want to go to school.
Like, is that running around in fast motion with the English music?
Yeah.
So that's what Gallagher was doing on the stage with the couch?
No.
Okay.
No. I put them together as if I watched them at the same time or that it was like constantly on Comedy Central during those hours, middle of the day, and that's why I think of them at the same. That's why I put them together because they were on the same time, Comedy Central.
So they have no actual reason to be together, just in your jumbled brain.
Other than I feel like I watched them during the same, like home from school, middle of the day makes me think of a couple of things. But one, Gallagher and Benny Hill. Yeah, like the whole.
So the rest of us, when we were homesick from school as children, we watched The Price is Right, and you watched Benny Hill and Gallagher.
Yeah, well, Benny Hill, Price is Right, but Benny Hill and Gallagher were, I think, Benny Hill for sure was more like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Because I would sleep.
Uh-huh.
Back when we would sleep. Remember sleep?
Vaguely.
Yeah. I used to do that.
Vaguely.
But I would wake up, I used to like Benny Hill. Benny Hill was funny. And they were pretty ladies. He would have, like, just random pretty ladies.
I feel like there was innuendo.
Mm-mm.
There was.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
English comedy innuendo? No? I feel like there was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of toilet humor and stuff like that. Yeah, and, I mean, they were,
It's been a while. I got to be fair. I don't.
Pretty ladies and, not a lot of clothing running around.
You're trying to jog my memory of Benny Hill. I'm not.
I'm just saying Benny Hill.
Not tip of the tongue.
It had its multiple purposes.
I think we should stop there.
My point is...
I feel like we're going down a road we're not supposed to go
down. It was both funny and also had that element to it of pretty ladies.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're trying to get out of that. I'm just saying...
Well, I don't know why we're going down the road of you as a...
I'm talking about being a 15-year-old boy liking pretty ladies. I don't think that's anything wrong with that.
No, it's not. I don't... I don't know if the CMAC arousal is really what we needed to go.
Who said arousal?
I don't think we needed
you
to be
You took
there.
It to arousal.
No, no.
You're the one. I disappoint you, and I say pretty ladies, and you think of my arousal. I think this is on you, buddy. I think this is on you. I don't think this is on me at all. I think you've got some questions to answer, personally, quite honestly. You're expecting things from me. Like, we're not in a relationship, buddy. I mean, we're cool and everything, but you're acting like I've let you down. You're killing me last week for, hedging my bet. You're disappointed. I've let you down. I say pretty ladies. You think of my arousal. It's you know.
I think you're pushing responsibility. I think you need to take a good long look in the mirror. No.
You said pretty ladies like six times a minute.
So? Because he keeps asking me like what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Pretty ladies. All right, 416.
We all die. We go to dust and stop asking stupid questions.
That's true. You, Mike Tyson, and Jerry Recco, a lot in common. A lot in common.
You know what? I would take that.
You
want to go to the steakhouse? I'll take
that's
Jerry
it.
And Mike
Listen,
Tyson.
That's
you know
right
what?
There.
We'd have a blast.
That's a foursome right there. Who do I want to play golf with? Mike Tyson.
Who the
Jerry
hell said
Recco?
You're coming?
Well, that's the tip. You get asked that kind of question. Like, if you could go to dinner with three people, you could play.
Yeah,
at
you
a
can't
foursome.
Come to dinner with us. How about that?
Okay. I don't want to go to dinner with you and have an arugula salad with a side of, you know, broccoli.
You know what? You can have your wedge salad.
Yes.
You could do whatever the hell you want.
Because it has bacon and blue cheese dressing on it, and it's delicious.
Go ahead.
And it's crisp and clean and a palate cleanser before you go to the steak. Everybody knows you get the wedge at a steakhouse. We're not having this discussion again. Everybody knows it. And I can't remember the steakhouse. Something with an F around here. Del Frisco's. If you go to Del Frisco's, you get the lemon cake. It's out of this world. You'll never had a dessert like the lemon cake.
You know what? Get me something free to go to one of these things. Maybe give me a night off.
There you go.
And I'll probably still not go.
Hey, listen. Night off. Benny Hill on Comedy Central. That is an evening right there. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
That's right. I don't know. Listen, don't get the wrong idea. It's Benny Hill. If you watched it, you'd laugh at the idea that anything like that was happening. He had a lot of attractive women on the show, too. That was like always part of his comedy. It was probably a little, you know, I don't think it's on TV anymore. But for whatever reason, when I was like 15, 16, somewhere around there, this was like on Comedy Central during the day. I remember whenever I was homesick, I remember Benny Hill being on. And there was one stretch where I hurt my back playing football, and I missed like 4 consecutive days of school because I had trouble just getting out of bed that I hurt my back playing football a little bit. And I just remember like that stretch of making a lot of eggs and hot dogs for lunch because I'm not a cooker that much. Not a chef.
Cooker?
Not a chef. Not a cooker. I'm not much of a cooker. So like for homeschool, I was frying hot dogs and eggs and watching Benny Hill. I just remember those 4 days for whatever reason. And Benny Hill was on at like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon every day on Comedy Central during the week. So I watched a lot of Benny Hill. And he had pretty ladies on there. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Young, strapping young man. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to your calls. We only got a half hour before Jerry and Al come your way in the warm-up show. Mario and Belmore. What's up, Mario?
What's up, brother? How are you?
What's up? Good. How are you?
Real quick with the Benny Hill. Me and my brother Maury from Belmore used to tap my uncle Alfonso's head when he was bald we had hair.
Yeah.
And now we're both bald. But I ain't cool for that.
You and Maury and Mario are from Belmore are brothers? Or are you just having fun because you're both from Belmore?
Yes, we are.
Look at you.
Yes, we are.
I didn't know that. Tonight is your night. You guys are twins.
Tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro.
That's right. But I meant to call because I hear you every morning on my way to work.
Mm-hmm.
Not the last couple of days, obviously.
No.
But the jerk that always calls screaming and yelling about the Giants, Daniel Jones.
Yes.
Can't think of his name right now. But
his name is Brett Long Island is the man you're referring to.
Yeah,
you can, I'm not going to call him a jerk, Brett, but I'm taking a guess. You're referring to Brett Long Island.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. So I used to be a big Daniel Jones fan myself, but when you see him miss read after read after read, it's over. We can't do it no more.
I can't do
it. I used to love the guy. I really had confidence in his level, his athleticism, everything that he had.
Yep.
Until it's 6 years now, and he's not making the right reads. He's got to go. Yeah. I hate to say it.
No.
And they got to bench.
Absolutely.
Bench.
And not only just for the football reasons, like Joe Shane told you, Mario, that any decision will be a football decision. That's stupid. Now, you know, could you make the case that Daniel Jones, both ways, Daniel Jones should be benched for a football decision? Absolutely. That Daniel Jones should be your starter based on a football decision. You probably could make that decision considering the options are Drew Lock and Tommy DeVito. So, yes, there could be a football decision in this world, believe it or not, where you could tell yourself, and Brian Daboll could tell himself, that Daniel Jones is the best option to be the starting quarterback for the New York Giants. It's beyond football decision now. For me, it's beyond football decision. One, you should bench him even for a football decision because you can't watch this anymore. But it's about next year. And I don't care how small the amount of money. Like, I understand it's not his entire contract. I know it's $23 million. I know that ultimately if he's not cut by a certain date, they got to pay him 10 or 13 anyway. You're talking about $10 to $13 million extra. I don't care. I don't care if it's $5 million extra. He's not going to be the quarterback next year. We have made that decision. So why on earth would you risk this guy getting hurt when he's done it two of the last 3 years? And I know it's got to be such a devastating injury that he doesn't pass a physical in March. I know that. But anything could happen. And that's been the case the last two of the last three seasons where he wouldn't be able to pass a physical in March. Why would I risk it again? And I just can't watch him play anymore. Plain and simple. And it's not just the reads, right? It's the bad throws. It's the reads. It's the inability to move. Like, he doesn't help the offensive line either. Like, he doesn't help the offensive line. He makes the same mistakes. He doesn't shift the tight end over to stop T.J. Watt. Like, he's not the guy. And it's over. And it needs to be done. It's the biggest mistake this group between Shane and Daboll made was giving him that contract. Daboll made a mistake in coaching him up good enough, and the defense played well enough where it masked all the other issues with the roster and masked how bad he was. They won a playoff game, and he played great in that game. I can't deny that. He did. He played great against Minnesota. He did. It wasn't just Saquon Barkley ran for 200 yards and three touchdowns, and Daniel Jones just didn't turn over the ball. Like, he literally played great in that game. You can't argue it. He was tremendous in the game. He was tremendous in the final game of the year against the Colts. He had a great game in that game. And he had his moments throughout the year. He didn't turn the ball over, namely. But I can't watch him anymore. Can't do it anymore. It's time to move on. I think even Brett, who's on hold, like even Brett would tell you, it's time to move on. He might tell you he's better than people think. He might tell you that if he gets to a different organization that does right by him and gives him an offensive line, Daniel Jones can be better. You know, maybe he'll say that, but it's time to end it with the Giants. It doesn't make sense anymore. It just doesn't make sense anymore at 2-8. And I can't take the defenders of him. I don't know why we're so gung-ho to defend the guy. Watch him play, man. Just watch him play. Throws are all over the place. Is he capable of making a good throw here and there? Yeah. Is he the worst quarterback ever? No. But he can't win. He's not the guy. It's time to move on. And I know that this is all gets wrapped up into one when Saquon Barkley has the night he had last night. And it's, you know, what Micah Parsons said. They chose Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley. And that says a lot. And I'm paraphrasing what Micah Parsons said. Yeah, it says they made a terrible mistake giving him the contract. That's what it says. And even Joe Shane said it in his press conference. Joe Shane, in his press conference, when asked by Art Stapleton about the successful year that they won nine games, made it to the playoffs, won the road playoff game, that if that changed things in how he was going about business, did that winning season change the way he would have handled that offseason if they had not won? And he said, he answered it honestly. He said, you know, I think about that a lot, and there's probably truth to that. And, you know, once you win, you want to expedite the process, and you know, the winning probably masks some of the problems that you had, but you thought you were better at it than you actually were. And yeah, I wish I could have handled that differently. And quite honestly, I look back at what they did after year one, like the moves he made. He paid Dexter Lawrence. I don't think anybody would question doing that. He's one of the premier, if not the premier, defensive tackle in the sport right now. He gave Andrew Thomas a big contract. He's been hurt the last couple years, but I don't think anybody doubts his ability and how important a left tackle is, so I don't know if you're necessarily debating giving Andrew Thomas money. They got Bobby Okereke. He's been good. What's the one thing you regret from that year? If you're talking about regret in the decisions you made after the successful year one, what are you really talking about? You're talking about giving Daniel Jones the contract. That's what you're talking about. That's the mistake that has set this franchise back. I'm not saying they would have been a winning franchise this time. It just, it would have been a rebuild. They probably have a young quarterback, and they would have a direction. Right now, the direction is bottom out, and that sucks. Sucks. Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
Chris, take a breath. I think you got the pretty girls on your mind still.
Maybe.
Mario, just because marijuana is legal doesn't mean you have to smoke it all day long. Chris, I once said about Saquon Barkley that I was happy for him. I said it in the 11th social media, which I did. I said that I was happy. Oh, I'm so happy for him.
Yeah.
I watched him, great teammate, the whole thing. This isn't going to be good, but if he sprained his ankle and didn't play for, you know, the rest of the season, you know, hey, it is what it is. I'm not happy for him at all. I look at his face now, and he was just, you know.
What did
like,
he do?
I can't now. I don't like him at all. I can't stand Saquon. Now, I just wanted to run through this. We know Jones is going.
Yes.
And you scream from the mountaintops, you got to get the pick. You got to get the pick. So let's go with this right now. Mm-hmm. I watch every college quarterback. I know all about these guys. Mm-hmm. Who are you taking right now? You get it now. Give me the guy. Go.
I mean, Brett,
you have no idea. And that.
Thank you, Brett. When you ask questions and don't allow me to answer, that's when you get hung up on. Now. You might be right. I have no idea. I wanted Sam Darnold, the second pick, instead of Saquon Barkley. I mean, I think he might have done better with the Giants than he did the Jets, but that's fair. And I never, not once, Brett, told you I know exactly who to pick and who will be the great quarterback in this league. Not once. Never tried to pretend that I do. I don't know. I don't get paid to do that. Brian Daboll does. Brian Daboll saw what Jaden Daniels has become. And him and Joe Shane were part of drafting drafting Josh Allen and developing him with the Buffalo Bills. They're the ones who know. They literally got hired because they're the ones who know. They're the ones who get paid to know. They're the ones, they're the scouts, they're the coaches. Not me. Not me. And I understand the idea that if I'm going to say, oh, I need the pick, that I should have an answer for it. And I will at some point. But can I be wrong about it? Absolutely. That's not what I do. It's not what I do. I know they need a young quarterback because that's the best way to win in this league. I know that's the best way to turn a losing franchise into a winning one, is to be right with that decision, like the Texans, like the Commanders. That's what I know. And I know that those two men were hired based on that's what they accomplished. That's why they were hired. They weren't hired for any other reason. They weren't hired because of any other reason. They were hired, and specifically Brian Daboll, because of the offense he built in Buffalo and what he transformed Josh Allen into. And Josh Allen was a transformation. Josh Allen wasn't Jaden Daniels. Josh Allen wasn't C.J. Stroud. Josh Allen struggled mightily year one and then got marketably better in year two and then took off in year three. That's why. So for me, I want the pick. And again, what does the win get you? What does the win get you? The win gets you nothing. I want the pick. I want Brian Daboll to have the best opportunity to draft the quarterback he loves. Not the quarterback I love, not the quarterback I think is going to be best. I want Brian Daboll to have the opportunity to draft the quarterback he loves. And the more picks in front of him, the less likely that happens. Just simple. Simple math. The more opportunities other teams have to take that quarterback, the less happy I am. I don't want anybody else in front of him to have the opportunity to draft the player he desires. It's very simple. He gets the pick, not me. I don't have to know. He does. I trust him in this specific thing. And that's why almost like the idea that, oh, he's got to win some games. He's got to show that he can rally the troops and that the team hasn't given up on him. I'll be totally honest with you. I will be totally honest with you. The season's already dead for me. It's 2-8. The season's dead. If he rallies the troops, if he gets the guys playing good and he wins another 3 or 4 games and takes himself out, I know they have to trade up. They could try and trade up. But if they win enough games where they're drafting 11th, 12th, 13th, and they're not in a position to take the quarterback, I'm more likely to fire Brian Daboll. Because I don't care about meaningless wins. I don't care. That doesn't prove anything to me. It doesn't prove anything to me that he was able to win a couple of games down the stretch. Doesn't prove anything to me. And now, the one thing I think he's good at, the one thing I hired him for, the one reason I would bother to keep him around during this rebuild is now out of his grasp. So why would I keep him? I'm more likely to keep Brian Daboll if the team falls apart. That's more appealing to me. Keeping him with the ability to draft the quarterback is more appealing to me. I'd rather keep Brian Daboll if he loses every game as opposed to wins a bunch. What do I care? We've seen it. Oh, you got to build something here. It's about a winning culture. They won a road playoff game and then started the next year 40-0 to the Cowboys. Last year, they rallied the troops. They won some games. Tommy DeVito. It helped him sell, you know, Rao's pizza sauce, but it didn't help anything when the season started. Oh, they beat the Green Bay Packers on a primetime. When's the last time Daniel Jones beat a team in a primetime? He had them, the coach had them showing up, and they won a game against the Packers. Great. The Packers only went on to play great down the stretch, make the playoffs, and win playoff games. The Giants did absolutely nothing and then started the season like this, and they're 2-8. Tell me again how winning games at the end of the year helps you build anything. Now, I'll give you, this team is young, and there's going to be a lot of returning players. So, you know, maybe this year, more than others, you could try and sell me on that. I'm done with it. Done with it. I don't care. I don't care. I'd rather them lose. I want the pick. And specifically, I feel like I got the coach who does the one thing that losing out benefits. If he's drafting 13th, what do I need him for? Eric and Ronkonkoma, what's up, Eric?
Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
You got it, buddy. What's up, man?
I'm starting to be under the firm belief that Brett gets paid every time he mentions the 11.
Yeah, I know. He specifically says it, 11. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the question. Why stop at 11? Why is 11 the magic number?
Right. There's got to be another one out there. Definitely not Brett's 11. It's Ocean's 11. all that aside, I'll tell you one thing, though. Nothing makes me smile more than hearing the Benny Hill music. And just to show you my age,
yeah.
I mean, whenever I was home to watch it, whatever, it'd be on the black and white channel 21, yeah. You know, which was like an offshoot of PBS or whatever it was. But,
I remember it Comedy Central Monday through Friday, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. Love Benny Hill. Never get enough of that. And, you know,
yeah, it was
that
silly
poor
and
little
funny.
The old guy, the poor little bald guy, always getting banged on the head. But you know what? Look, if there was a game that I would think the Jets would, you know, when I heard that Richardson was playing for the Colts, for some reason, it just, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, this will be the game that they win. Because I figured if Flacco was playing, you know, he'd want to kind of twist the knife a little bit, just, you know, with how things went with the Jets when he was quarterbacking here. But
I get it. And, you know, Flacco is, you know, a statue. He doesn't have, I know he played well with Cleveland last year and played fairly well in the first couple of starts here with the Colts, but it just started to, it started to wane. And he's completely immobile, and if it's not going to work out, and if you're going to have injuries to, you know, Michael Pittman Jr. and, you know, not be able to have that passing attack, you got to bring a little bit of athleticism to the quarterback position. So, and I think that scares me a little bit with the Jets. The ability to run with Jonathan Taylor, the ability to, the athleticism of Anthony Richardson scares me a little bit because it's similar in some ways to Arizona. Now, they haven't played as well as Arizona. And, the you know, they don't have, you know, McBride had a really great game, and obviously Connor runs hard. But Jonathan Taylor is a damn good running back. And Anthony Richardson is not Kyler Murray, but can be athletic and get outside the pocket, which scares me a little bit with this Jet team. But, I mean, this is it, really. We could break down the game, but the fact of the matter is they're talented enough to win the football game. Jets are the better team. I believe that. Jets are the more talented team. There's no reason the Jets shouldn't win this football game. They're favored to win the football game. They should win the game. They're better. They have Aaron Rodgers. They have Breece Hall. They have Wilson. They have Adams. They got Sauce Gardner. Williams. Like, they have a better team. And this is it. This will be it for sure. Like, I know you always say that, and then you'll play a game, and you'll try and figure out a way if they could win, or just, you know, if they win every game, they can still afford to lose one. You know, it's nonsense. This is it. If they can't get off the deck after that embarrassing loss against Arizona and put forth a better performance, look in the mirror and watch that tackling from the defense and just be a completely different group from the opening whistle on Sunday, then there is no, it's not even just a matter of officially playing the number game where it's over. It's like, well, if they can't respond to that, all right, it's one thing they couldn't deal with the positive second half of the Texans, right? They had the extra 10-day layoff. They haven't been good traditionally with the extra rest. They came out flat. Defense didn't tackle. They didn't. They were a no-show. Bad enough and unacceptable enough. But that's off a win, not knowing how to deal with success. They just got embarrassed. Their defense in particular got embarrassed. If they can't show up, then it doesn't even matter how many games they can win or what Denver's doing or whatever else anybody else is doing. You will lose all faith in the New York Jets. Bottom line.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
So FS1 was left on in here, and I'm watching, bull riding, but, you know, I guess bronco riding, I don't know, horse riding, that they're, you know, trying to stay on. It's just that, I respect the hell out of the guys. It's just amazing that this is a sport. Like, this is, like, the ultimate. Like, I talk a lot about, like, guy stuff. Like, I was on a trip with guys, and we were playing beer pong, and a ping pong ball like went off the table and rolled right out the sliding door. The sliding door, we left it open like a crack to let some air in. It was literally an inch open, and the ping pong ball rolled like right through the crack, like perfect. Like another centimeter to the left or right, it would have banged off the wall or door, but it rolled right through. And then we spent the next 3 hours trying to do it again. Like, that's just typical guy stuff. This is what it feels like. It feels like there was a bunch of, like, cowboys riding a horse, and they're like, Ted, I bet you can't stay on that horse for 10 seconds. Make it 8, and you got a deal. That's what it feels like. I don't know who came up with this. It's fascinating. You know what else is fascinating? Why Major League Baseball would have these meetings, or, excuse me, not meetings, award ceremony when, like, we had John Morosi on, and part of that was promoting these awards for MLB Network. But other than that, if I hadn't had Morosi on and had MLB Network that he works for asked me to do the read for it, I would have no idea they were having awards tonight. They have a literal award ceremony on MLB Network. It's up against Thursday Night Football. They're handing out awards I didn't know existed, like all MLB teams. I didn't even know that was a thing. I mean, we all know all NBA. We all know all NFL. I've never heard of all MLB, ever. They're not handing out the major awards. I mean, I guess Hank Aaron Award is a major award, but they're not handing out the MVPs or the Cy Youngs. Like, I don't even know when they're doing that. I had no idea there was any sort of award show whatsoever. I still haven't, on social media, haven't seen a clip, an acceptance speech, like nothing. MLB is the worst at promoting their sport and superstars. The worst. Not that I think that anyone would care about it whenever they put it on, but like, right, Thursday night football, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Thursday night. And I love the damn sport. It's my favorite. Omar in Brooklyn. What's up, Omar?
How are you?
Good, how are you, buddy?
Two things I want to talk. First, putting blame on Daniel Jones and you want to bring down Dabo gave him the money. The general manager gave him the
Joe
money.
Joe Shane gave him the money, 100%.
Yeah, okay, all right. So you cannot be half-touched that blame on Daniel Jones, everything. And then Aaron Rodgers, what he has basically, like he's like a bully for the Jets. Like first year, 2 years, everything what he wants, he's getting it. And where is that franchise?
Yeah.
But you guys don't even want to talk and blame Aaron Rodgers for what he's doing to the
team. That's not true. I want to blame Aaron Rodgers. I have blamed Aaron Rodgers.
He's the greatest player on the earth when he was in Green Bay Packers. He hasn't done for last year's garbage. You know, so call him out that we don't want you next year. No, Aaron Rodgers, goodbye. We don't want you.
I don't know how that works. That's the only thing. If that made sense, if it wasn't an enormous cap hit, I'd say that. But I don't know how you go about actually putting a team forward
without he's basically telling you guys, all the Jets fans and all the New York fans, that I'm going to be here next year.
Yeah.
So whatever, after 41 years, you're going to be great again. So give me a break. You guys, nobody talks to you. None of we don't want you. Like you are telling Daniel Jones, we don't want you.
Okay.
Get rid of him. Tell him we don't want you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I only have a few minutes. I get your point. First of all, I saw a story. Gio literally did a whole thing about how you can't have Aaron Rodgers back. Boomer did a whole thing about how he sucks the life out of the building, which I totally agree with. I thought he was going to uplift the team. It's almost been the opposite. It's amazing how bad it's been. And I blame Aaron Rodgers. He's been awful. He's been not every loss is on him. Same thing as Daniel Jones, you know, but awful overall. And he hasn't uplifted or made anybody better. People have regressed up and down the roster. People have regressed. I thought he was going to I thought people were going to rally around him. I thought they were ready to say, hey, all we need is a quarterback. We can go win as a defense. Just give him a chance. Offensive players are going to get better. Wilson was going to get better instead of Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. I expected everybody to get better. Instead, it's gone the opposite. It's been impossible to figure out. But just as hard to figure out is how the team moves forward next year if he intends to play. Like, what are you going to do? Beg him and say, look, you got to retire. Like, you can't do that. If he wants to play, he wants to play. And the cap hit is enormous. What are you going to do? In my mind, as much as I'm on board with getting out from under it, if you give me a scenario that makes sense, but I don't see it. To me, he's going to be the quarterback if he wants to play. You draft the young quarterback underneath him. You give him a year, and he better be open to the idea of you know, opening up, you know, putting a young quarterback underneath his wings and helping this young man. And do that, hopefully, and I know that's hope, but hopefully a year removed from the injury, a full off season of, you know, training as opposed to rehabbing. And then you build the team a little bit. You keep Devontae Adams for the whole year. You get another offensive line piece that might make a difference. You just play better defensively. Get a head coach in here that actually knows what the hell he's doing. And maybe the team plays better and you have a season. Now, I don't think they'll ever be what we hope they would be, a Super Bowl caliber team. I had them in the AFC Championship game. I don't know if they'll ever be that. But I could very easily paint a scenario where they win 9 games, 10 games, and make it to the playoffs. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility if they get a coach worth anything in this building, and Aaron Rodgers plays a little bit better, and the defense shows up from time to time. Because I still believe in Sauce Gardner as a talented player. I still believe in Garrett Wilson, although he's been much better as of late, but start the year. Like I think he's a great player. I think Breece Hall. Me and Fliegelman was just telling me a stat that someone sent him that Breece Hall has broken four tackles all year. Like, that just sounds like not running hard. Any running back. I don't care how light or slim or fast or whatever you do, whatever kind of specific back you are. If you run the ball as much as Breece Hall does, you should break more than four tackles. Like, I don't know what happened to this team. And if I could blow it up, I would. I just don't see a path that makes sense. But I'm not always the brightest. Call me up and tell me a path that makes sense where they're not crippled by a cap hit. I would do that. I would draft a quarterback, especially this crop of quarterbacks, give them a year under Aaron Rodgers, and go try and win next year to whatever level you can. With a legitimate head coach. And honestly, if the idea is, well, what head coach is going to come in and play with Aaron Rodgers? What head coach is going to come in with Aaron Rodgers jettisoned with no cap or no quarterback? The coach will want to come in with no Aaron Rodgers. The team's going to be an impossible sell no matter who's the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers or anybody else. It's going to be a tough sell on a coach, a GM, no matter what the scenario is. There is no good scenario of the New York Jets being able to sell them a coach on anything other than, you know, maybe with Aaron Rodgers, he wakes up and you win some games. Like, that seems like a better option than, oh, it's a $40 million cap hit. Tommy in Astoria. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, Chris. First of all, I just want to say you, Markle, and Fleeks together are great radio.
Bro. Oh, thank you.
You guys are going crazy. Quick question to you.
Yeah, real quick.
Question time. I believe in your gift for knowing the end of movies. With the first time you saw Usual Suspect, did you know that Kevin Spacey was Kaiser Soze?
No, I did. I don't remember the first time I saw it because I've seen it so much, but I don't think I did, no. Brian in Montvale. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Chris. Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
How do you feel about a lot of Giants fans were speculating or at least calling for maybe getting Shedeur Sanders and Deion
to come coach. Yeah. I mean, listen, that's been speculated. Before the Giants, it was the Cowboys. That has been a speculation that the two of them would come together. I don't know. It seems like it's a novelty that wouldn't work, but Deion's done a good job in Colorado. He would have the respect of the players for sure. I don't know. It doesn't sound like a good idea that would lead to winning to me, but I guess it wouldn't be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I wouldn't do it, but it wouldn't be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because right now, what's the difference? How could they be worse? You can't be worse. You literally cannot be worse than the New York Giants. They're the worst team in the league. They just lost to Carolina. They are the worst team in the NFL. They got Philadelphia fans chanting, "Thank you, Giants," at the end of their victories. I mean, it's as bad as it gets. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. I'll be on tomorrow afternoon. I'll see you then. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.